12 states now allow the sampling of arrestees, and 21, including Wisconsin, are considering taking samples from people arrested for felonies. Some states would sample all felony arrests. Others would only take samples from people charged with serious felonies, like rape or murder. Representative Sheldon Wasserman, a Milwaukee Democrat, is the main sponsor of Wisconsin's bill. He says it just makes sense to gather as much DNA as possible to find criminals and prevent future crimes.
If this person has committed a crime, you know, a serious crime, some raped somebody or murdered somebody, and then they're out on bail, and that person could be committing even more crimes, while all the time, if we had that DNA, you know, at the time of arrest, we could prevent crimes from taking place, and we could make justice move more swiftly.
Under current law, only people actually convicted of crimes have their DNA sampled. Wasserman's bill, which has strong bipartisan support, would allow someone who is acquitted after their arrest to have their sample destroyed and their record expunged. But the State Department of Justice says expanding testing to arrestees could be costly. The state's DNA testing lab already has a backlog. Still, Wasserman says sometimes justice and public safety are expensive. He plans to reintroduce the bill in the next session. He's hoping he'll be in the Senate then. Wasserman is running to unseat Republican Alberta Darling in the fall election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.